We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's just clearly an unacceptable thing to say. You can't determine what somebody is thinking or why they say what they say, but it's an unacceptable view of the world, and it's an unacceptable thing to say. You know, one of the big problems, I think, in the country today generally is there's almost no filter on anybody, and you would expect the president to lead in determining how you filter your thoughts rather than to continue to say things that take a lot away from what's actually getting done. You know, I'd much rather be talking about the tax bill this morning, which we'll probably get to. But every time you divert attention away from the country with the things that just haven't been thought through, you would assume. I mean, you guys talk all the time, and there are, you know, occasionally either you and me both say something we didn't intend to say, but I don't recall very many times when either of you ever had to explain the things you didn't say, and, you know, you're constantly thinking, okay, here's a thought that comes to mind, but is this anything that should appropriately be part of a public discussion? And, of course, the president's comments, which he says today he didn't make, so at least he understands that these are unacceptable things to think or to say, and, in my view, unacceptable things to think.
But does he understand that those are not unacceptable things to say?
Well, I guess he wouldn't be saying he didn't say it if he thought it was acceptable, and maybe he doesn't. I'm not an expert on what was happening in that meeting or what the president said, but I do know that that's not how we ought to be looking at people coming into the country. You know, I think we can have a legitimate discussion about the lottery system and about chain migration and whether we need to be more workforce-focused. But you can't do that in a country-exclusive way. If you're looking at people for what they bring to our economy, what they bring to our society, that's who you ought to be looking at, the individuals that would like to be and part of our country. And, you know, we need to be welcoming to people that bring skills or work commitments that we don't currently have somewhere in our society. I think, you know, always immigration, you and I have talked about this so many times, there are really three problems here. And one is how to secure the border, and two is what are the legitimate workforce needs of the country, and three, what do you do with people who came or stayed illegally? Talking about characterizing countries doesn't actually fit any of those criteria.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.